This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Well, for the last 60 years, Monroe has hosted the Miss Louisiana pageant, and that streak continues for this week as those vying for the 2023 title look to replace Gracie Reisman of Colfax. The Miss Louisiana organization director, Dewana Little, introduced this year's contestants on Monday at a news conference at the Civic Center. The contestants have been working hard, learning choreography, and getting ready for Saturday night's finals. Preliminary competitions are Thursday night and Friday night. 27 women are here to win that title. Miss Louisiana was first held in New Orleans in 1922. It moved to Lake Providence in 1959, and it's been held in Monroe since 1963. Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon and House and Senate and other insurance leaders are holding a press conference today to talk about a package of bills that is aimed at fixing the ailing home insurance market. Donilon says one of the bills he's glad to see pass will offer homeowners free financial help with hardening roofs and structures to get them to storm-resistant standards.
We got substantial funding for the Fortified Homes program that we will kick off next month, giving out grants of between $2,000 and $10,000.
Donilon says lawmakers also approved additional funding for the Insure Louisiana Incentive Program. That's already brought 9 new insurance companies to the state. He says more will come soon. Lawmakers also passed bills to ensure executives with failed insurers cannot simply just move to another company and continue exploiting Louisiana. Donilon says he's happy to see passage of a bill giving property owners more options when filing damage claims.
We also put into law the right of policyholders to access a public adjuster for all residential claims.
This is Donilon's last legislative session as insurance commissioner. He will not seek re-election in the fall. The Saints had their first day of minicamp in the Derek Carr era yesterday. Carr got the chance to build chemistry with the new faces on the team and learn the Saints' attack. He says New Orleans will have to tackle the problem of trying to share the ball with almost too many offensive weapons. Carr praised the talents of his running backs.
Great teammate, you know, great energy about him, and very explosive. You know, he's so smooth on film, you really just don't know how good he is.
He's speaking of Alvin Kamara, who was able to get reps yesterday. This is KEDM.